In this bulletin, federal health officials urge Victoria to begin reopening from lockdown. Authorities welcome the reduced number of Australian COVID-19 patients in hospital. And in sport, the Western Sydney Wanderers set to unveil their fifth coach in the last 3 years. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Commonwealth officials are urging the Victorian government to begin reopening the state from lockdown. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt warns that unachievable standards risk further mental health and economic damage. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling average is at 9.6 cases after the state reported 7 new cases yesterday. Mr. Hunt says this means Victoria has reached the Commonwealth standard to go to the next stage out of lockdown.
From our perspective, the 10-case threshold would be an appropriate one for Victoria to utilise. That's the national threshold. New South Wales has for some months been able to carefully, cautiously, progressively lift restrictions. They are still using the national roadmap. And so the Commonwealth standard, but with the New South Wales model, would respectfully provide a way forward.
It comes as authorities respond to a new regional COVID-19 cluster in the town of Shepparton. Authorities have welcomed the reduced number of Australian COVID-19 patients in hospital. Health officials say 28 people are currently hospitalised with the virus, just one patient is receiving intensive care, and no one is being supported by a ventilator. Despite the good news, Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd is urging the public to remain vigilant.
We all need to still be doing what we're doing to remain COVID safe, and that includes reinforcing the importance of personal responsibility for each person, making sure that people are protecting their own health and well-being and that of their families and also of the communities which they're visiting.
The total number of infections detected in Australia is over 27,300 and the death toll is 904. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says unless more quarantine spaces are made available, Australian citizens, temporary migrants and international students stuck overseas won't be able to return to Australia. In an interview with SBS Radio's Punjabi program, he's also rejected the idea that the introduction of English language requirements for partner visa applicants is race-motivated or a new version of the White Australia policy. He's described the suggestion as ridiculous.
To suggest that this is somehow racist is also suggesting that Susan Jin, the former president of the Chinese Association of Victoria, is supporting a racist policy. That Vasan Srinivasan, the president of the Australian Indian Federation, is supporting a racist policy. That Hastalal, one of the Muslim leaders, is supporting a racist policy. That Maha Abdo, the president of the Muslim Women's Association, is supporting a racist policy. Is that what you're saying?
Australians wanting to bring overseas partners to live with them will also have to undergo a domestic violence check as part of their sponsorship visa. Changes to the partner visa policy come into effect late next year. Disgraced former Wagga Wagga MP Darryl Maguire will again face questioning at the New South Wales Independent Commission against Corruption. ICAC is investigating a range of allegations against Mr. Maguire, including that he misused his public office to broker property deals in Western Sydney that would financially benefit him. The 61-year-old has admitted accepting thousands of dollars in cash at his parliamentary office to advance the interests of a corporate entity linked to him. The cash came from his business associate, Maggie Wang, as part of a cash for visas scheme for Chinese nationals. United States Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has been lauded as unashamedly pro-life by the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman on the third day of confirmation hearings. His comments come after Ms. Barrett repeatedly dodged questions on matters that could come before the court, including abortion, guns, health care, and gay rights. Democrats worry that the 48-year-old Conservative will vote to undermine abortion rights, but she insists she won't bring a personal agenda to the position. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's never been prouder of a Supreme Court nominee.
This is the first time in American history that we've nominated a woman who's unashamedly pro-life and embraces her faith without apology, and she's going to the court. Seat at the table is waiting on you, and it will be a great signal to all young women who share your view of the world that there's a seat at the table for them.
Both Armenia and Azerbaijan have confirmed that Azeri forces have captured multiple localities in Nagorno-Karabakh. It's the first official concession from Armenia of Azeri advance in the conflict between the two countries over the area. The Azeri government says its forces have taken 8 villages and 45 localities in total in Nagorno-Karabakh, something the Armenian military had initially denied. Azeri state television has shown people celebrating with fireworks in the streets. To football, and in the A-League, the Western Sydney Wanderers are expected to announce Carl Robinson as their new head coach. It comes as Robinson departs the Newcastle Jets amid an ownership crisis, which has cast doubt over its future in the league. The Wanderers sacked Jean-Paul Demarini as head coach earlier this week, just 3 months after appointing him. The new Western Sydney coach will be the fifth coach for the team in 3 years since the departure of Tony Popovich. And now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and a top of 24 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower developing and 27 degrees. Melbourne, showers developing and a top of 25 degrees. Hobart, showers becoming windy and 19. Canberra, mostly sunny and 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25. Sydney, becoming sunny and 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 27. Cairns, mostly sunny and 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top at 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.